Noah and Christy Lincoln have been married for almost 20 years and have 6 children and a brand new granddaughter. The viral duo make reenactments of famous movies and TV shows with a twist of native humor. They have over 40,000 followers on Facebook and 20,000 on TikTok. And it all started, they say, while out hunting for geese with their son.
We had our son just take the camera and start recording.
Noah had Christy do different types of bird calls, from raven calls, goose calls, and even a sexy swan.
Be a sexy swan.
They posted the video to their Facebook page, where it was shared and reshared hundreds of times. It was at that moment Noah and Christy knew they were onto something big.
And I thought, man, we could get so many people to laugh if just me and my wife.
After the release of the show Reservation Dogs on Hulu, native humor has been trending on social media. But Alaska humor is a little different. It usually draws from subsistence hunting, fishing, and guns, like this video.
16 years I've been married, and my wife said she don't love me anymore.
All I said is you're not getting a new gun.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
One of Christy's videos even created a catchphrase used by people from all over.
Gee whiz.
Oh, babe, I slipped and hurt my back.
Gee whiz.
I didn't know it was raining out that much.
Gee whiz.
Oh, my foot is hurting.
Gee whiz.
While Christy enjoys acting in the videos with her husband, she says it's Noah who comes up with the ideas.
It just comes out of the blue.
But life wasn't always full of laughter for Noah. Early in his life, he says he struggled with addiction.
I was heavily into alcohol and I couldn't keep a job.
After realizing what his drinking was doing to his family, Noah swore off alcohol for good. And when asked if he is sober now, he is always happy to respond.
I'm so happy to say yes. We're always thanking God for everything.
Noah says he's also happy that their videos have brought so much joy to people, even people who are struggling.
There's this lady who lost her daughter. She was grieving for so long, and she came across our videos, and she found herself laughing and laughing and laughing, like she forgot that she was grieving.
The impact this had makes him tear up.
But the videos we made gave her hope and healing. And that opened my eyes and my heart. Social media is really strong, and I believe laughter is medicine.
One of Noah and Christy's followers is Anthony Lacana from St. George Island. He says Noah and Christy have paved the way for other Indigenous storytellers.
If you look among the Indigenous creators and comedians, you know, we don't have a whole lot. And so the amount of work that they put into creating what they do now is an inspiration to up-and-coming individuals who might want to pursue a path, whether it's in comedy, acting. And so it really enriches the Indigenous spirit that we have within Alaska based upon how relatable Noah and Christy are. Some of their videos that I've been able to see, I have found to be relatable within my own upbringing in the Pribilof Islands.
Although most people go to Noah and Christy's Facebook page for a good laugh, they also make it a point to sprinkle in inspirational messages of hope that go on to say that at the end of the day, family and faith are everything.
Praise God. Guyana, Lord. I thank God for everything. Everything happens for a reason, for His purpose. Thank you, Lord.
With all of the fame and notoriety that comes with their popular skits, Noah and Christy Lincoln are proud to say they remain humble and happy in Tuxuk Bay, surrounded by family and the wilderness. In Anchorage, I am Jill Freitas.
Look.